pasuk begins in our parsha of Yeshiv Yaakov Eretz Meguri Aviv, and the famous Rashi says, "Bikesh Yaakov Leishiv B'Shalva." Yaakov wanted to live. B'Menucha Yaakov wanted to live quietly. Kavitzalav Rugs Asher Yosef. And then what happened was the episode of Yosef came up, and says Rashi, "Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Loidayin LaTzadikim Asher Sukalam Olam Haba." Shouldn't tzaddikim just be satisfied, or to set aside for them for olam haba? Shemvakshim leisha b'shalva. They also want to have this tranquility in this world. And many mefarshim ask the question, and what is so bad if a tzaddik has Torah v'gdula b'makom echad? If a tzaddik has a life in this world of Torah of avodas Hashem, but at the same time he has gdula? He has wealth, and he has health, and he has nachas. Why is that such a terrible request that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is dissatisfied with a tzaddik having that type of a life? So one pshat that it said is there's absolutely nothing wrong with such a type of a request, with such a type of a life. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu is dissatisfied with is the request. Tzaddikim should be putting their energy and putting their requests into Olam Haba, into matters of Ruchnius, into matters of Avodas Hashem, not into Gashmius, not into Shalva. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Halavai grants us the Shalva, wonderful, but that's not what we should be concentrating on. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest is that ain't Adam Tzaddik Asher Ba'aretz Asher Lo Yechta, there is no one in this world that's perfect, that doesn't do any sin. And what is meant to teach us here is that for every aveira that we do, we're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon, we're going to have to give a reckoning. What the pasuk means to say, what Rashi, the Medrash, means to teach us, is that if a person has the option of having it maybe a little difficult in Olam Hazeh, and with that having kaparas avonis, that's how he'll have his sins forgiven, versus waiting for olam haba. There, it's much more difficult. And what's meant to teach us here is, we're better off having a little difficulty, perhaps in this world, and come to the olam ha'emes, pure and clean, to just get olam haba, Gan Eden, without any interruption. But there's another pshat that could perhaps be suggested, that I saw it suggested by Rabbi Baruch Sirotzkin Zatzal, tells Rosh Yeshiva. He says there's absolutely nothing wrong with a tzaddik having Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Torah v'gedula b'makom echos is something that was given to many tzaddikim and is something that's absolutely acceptable. He says that's not what Rashi, however, is focusing on. He says, look at the words of Rashi. Rashi says, "Bikish Yaakov Leisha b'Shalva." Shalva doesn't mean living a life of comfort. He says Shalva means a life of easy, an easy life, a life of menucha. That, he says, is unacceptable. He says tzaddikim are brought down to this world not to spend their lives not working. On the contrary, every tzaddik, every person, but certainly every tzaddik, is brought down to this world to work in Avodas Hashem, to work in Shmiras Mitzvahs, to work in Limud HaTorah, to work in influencing others, to teach others Torah, to influence people about the Avodas Hashem and the Shmiras Mitzvahs that were obligated. That, he says, it was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov Avinu. I wish you and I grant you all the bracha that you should have, but shalva, that you shouldn't have to spend your life working on Avodas Hashem, that isn't acceptable. And I saw that the Megid Yosef explains why. He says, if somebody is traveling and he stays over in a hotel overnight, and the room, the accommodations are not to his liking, it's unlikely that he's going to say anything. It's one night. But if somebody buys a home, and the home is not to his liking, he's dissatisfied with whatever in the house, that's something that that's going to bother him. He's going to say something, he's going to attempt to correct it. Explains the Mekki Joyce, what's the difference? There's a problem, it could be the exact same problem in the hotel and in his home, and in the home, he makes an issue out of it, and in the hotel, he doesn't say anything. And the difference is obvious. The hotel is for one night. It's temporary. The home is permanent. And that changes our attitude. A person is supposed to live in this world realizing that we are not here forever. And if we are not here forever, the years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in this world should be used to their maximum and not be years of leisha b'shalva, sitting back and doing nothing. Rather, to take every moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us as long as we are alive, to use those precious moments, for avodas Hashem. And I saw that the Sefer Birchas Yitzchak expounds on this idea. He quotes a Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah says, "Kol shiruach abrius noichi menu." Everyone that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is satisfied with, ruach hamokim noichi menu. The fact that people think of you positively is a very positive sign. So he asks, if that's the idea that the Mishnah is trying to teach us, why is it expressed by ruach abrius? So it says, "Kol shabrius." Anybody that people are satisfied with, anybody that people think is doing what's right. Why is the Ruach part of this conversation? And he also quotes the Gemara Masechta Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which the Gemara says, Beis Shonu Mechtzin Nechuku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There was a machlokes between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim Noich Lo Adam Adam Shal Nivra Yosef Shal Nivra. Beis Shammai said, we've been better that we should have never been created. Beis Hillel Omrim Noich Lo Adam Shal Nivra. It would have been better that we were created. So that in itself is a difficult Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. How could Beis Shammai suggest that it would be better if we weren't created? Is he better, smarter than Hashem? If Hashem says that we should be created, how could he dispute that? And then the Gemara also says that there was a machloikus. Who's the halacha like? Throughout Shas, we have machloikus. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says, Gimel Shonim, for 3 years, Nechalku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai had a disagreement. Halalo Imra Aloch Kmaseinu, one group said the Aloch is like us, and the other said that the Aloch is like us. And a Bas Kol came out and said, Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, they're both correct, Aloch Kbeis Hillel. Very difficult Gemara as well. How could we at one moment say, Eilu ve'eilu v'kim divrei Elokim Chayim, that they're both correct, and at the same moment say, V'aloch k'beis Hillel? If they're both correct, then what's Aloch k'beis Hillel? And if Aloch is k'beis Hillel, what does it mean when we say, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim? So he explains. He says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when they were disagreeing, Noach l'Adam Shenivra, is it better that we have been created or have not been created? We're talking about different periods of our history. And we're talking about different people. People who live their lives doing that, the Ratzon Hashem, doing what Hashem wants us to do. Those are people that are better off that the world was created. And then there are people and times where most people are not living that kind of a life. So there's really no argument. Beis Shammai is speaking about a period where people aren't doing what Hashem wants us to do. And Beis Hillel is speaking about a period where people are doing what Hashem wants us to do. And that's why when it says, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim, they're both correct. That Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim is going on this machlokes. The machlokes, if it's better had we been created or not been created, is directly connected to the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is really not a disagreement. It depends on who you are. It depends where you are. But the Gemara still says, V'aloch k'Beis Hillel. Why is Halacha Beis Hillel? If you live in a time where most people aren't doing what Hashem wants us to do, so shouldn't the Halacha be like Beis Shammai in such a time? Says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Kol Sheruach. What does a Ruach mean? The Pasuk says, in Parshas Bereishis, L'nefesh Chaya, V'hi Ha'odom L'nefesh Chaya, and Targum Unkla says, L'ruach Memalala. Ruach represents the power of speech. Ruach Memalala, speaking. Ruach HaBriyos, Ruach Kol Sheruach HaBriyos, somebody who spends his life speaking to other people. He doesn't only try to do Avodas Hashem for himself. He doesn't just live b'shalva in his own corner, but he's trying to influence others to do Avodas Hashem. Kol Sheruach HaBriyos, anyone who spends his life trying to influence others and doesn't just sit in his own corner. Ruach HaMokam Noichemenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes that life. Because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's not only that you should have been created because you're living your life right, you were created because you're making other people live their lives right. And that's why Yaakov Avinu says the Medrash should not have been required, not want the Leisha B'Shalva, not live a life of just living in his own four amos, in his own corner, but going out and spending his life teaching and influence people to do Avodas Hashem and Shmiras Mitzvahs.